We are looking at Surah Al-Ahqaf, which is the 46th Surah of the Noble Quran. A Surah which is a Makki Surah dealing with some of the essentials with regards to Tawheed, as well as Bi'asat, the prophethood of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the opening verses of the Surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the evils and the wretched nature of idol worship and polytheism, and those who claim that these idols will intercede on their behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter, there is mention of the Quran and the fact that this is the word of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then moving further, there is mention of the message of the final messenger, in which he says that قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفَعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. Say, I am not the first of a messenger to come. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is really saying is, why are you so upset with me? I have not come with something unusual. The system of prophethood and messengership has continued before me. All that I'm saying to you is that after all these previous messengers, Allah sent me as a final messenger, regarding whom the previous messengers have also informed you in their respective people. So, this is nothing new. This realization is to come that this is the previous glad tidings that is now before you. So, what is the objection in this? And then, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also outlined to them that, وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفَعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. I do not know what is going to happen to me and what will happen to you. My duty is to warn. I have no concern or save about the outcome of my actions as to what Allah will do to me and what He will do to you. Nor can I at present give you full detail of what my destiny or your destiny is, that what will we experience in this world in the year after. What I can say is that my sole responsibility is to outline the message to you. Now this takes us to a very interesting point, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that, I only know that was which was revealed to me. In attabi'u illa ma yuha ilay. I know that what was revealed to me through wahi. So the question is, did the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have ilmul ghaib? Did he know about the unseen? That is a question, it's a contentious issue among certain groupings within the Ummah, and what we need to understand is the correct perspective in this regard. Imam Dhahhaq, rahimahumullah, the great Mufassir, said that the knowledge of some unseen things can be obtained by the Messenger only through wahi. And he does not have any knowledge about those unseen things which were not revealed to him through wahi, be they about himself, about the believers and the disbelievers amongst the people, or about any matter pertaining to this world in the year after. Whatever the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said about the unseen things is obtained through wahi. The Noble Quran has declared that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was blessed by the knowledge of innumerable things of the unseen, but all this knowledge was given to him through divine revelation. And that exactly is what the Quran says. تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. These are some reports of the unseen which we have revealed to you. The detail of the matters relating to the year after, Jannah and Jahannam, accountability, reward and punishment are given in the Noble Quran itself. And many details of certain future events that are to take place have been given in a hadith of the Messenger. And that has been presented where Allah has informed the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has then informed us. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahimahumullah, has said that, it is my belief that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not leave this world until he was blessed by wahi with such a knowledge about Allah Ta'ala, his attributes and all those things, that the knowledge of which can be meritorious, that no other in the whole universe has ever been blessed with. But I do not believe that unawareness of trivial worldly affairs like the acts of some particular individuals and what they do at their homes and what happens to them one day or the other can in any way reduce his excellence. So what is Allama Alusi saying that people want to say, does Nabi Salsam know what I'm doing now? Does he know, what will be my destiny? All of that. He says that there was no need for Nabi Salsam to know that, and by him not knowing that does not reduce his position in any way. It's a very delicate issue because on the one hand we're dealing with a matter of Aqidah, on the other hand we're dealing with the most sanctified being to set foot on the face of this earth. And therefore we have to thread very carefully. And it is that for this reason that respect for Nabi Salsam demands that one should not say that Nabi Salsam did not know the unseen. So you don't say, was Nabi Salsam ilmul, did he have ilmul ghaib or not? Rather one should say that Allah had granted Nabi Salsam such knowledge of unseen matters to him as was not given to any other prophet. That is the middle path, and that is why the ulama of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which Allah has blessed the ulama Diyoband to be from that, they, in all matters, they take a very balanced, they don't go to extremes like you'll find from everyone. They put things in its correct perspective, and that is why we say, don't say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not have the knowledge of the unseen. What we say, rather you say that Allah had granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam such knowledge of the unseen which was not given to any other prophet. And this is the explanation that has been given by many of the commentators, the many of the Mufassireen. The explanation given by some of them is that the negation in this verse is only about unseen affairs pertaining to this world and not about the year after. So what was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah had revealed to him such vast amounts of knowledge of the unseen that was not given to any other Nabi. And his message, there was the testimony that was given to his message by many before. قُلْ أَرْأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ دِ اللَّهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then putting the challenge back to these ignoramus people from the people of Makkah and others, that if this Quran has come from Allah, وَكَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ, and you chose not to believe in it, وَشَاهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّمَّنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ, and a witness from the Bani Israel has given testimony to a book like this, فَآمَنَا, and they have believed, or he has believed, وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, and you choose to remain arrogant. Remember, in Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin, Allah does not show the way to the sinners. Now this is putting things into perspective, that at the time the ignorant Arab polytheists, they were very much intimidated by the knowledge and the virtue of the Bani Israel. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the prophethood was discussed, these mushrikeen wanted to obtain the opinion of the Bani Israel in this regard. The purpose in doing this was not that if Banu Israel accept, then we'll accept. The purpose was, Banu Israel reject, then we have one additional point that, look, they also rejecting. And those who are endowed with the knowledge of the people of the book, they are claiming this to be false. That was their purpose. And many times people ask different muftis a question, and they don't want to hear what is that mufti's opinion. They want to see if that mufti's opinion concurs with their opinion, then they can use, and even this one said this, and even this one said that. So they're not interested in what the mufti is actually saying, but they're hoping that what the mufti says concurs with what their opinion in the matter is. And that is exactly what the kuffar of Makkah did at that time. They were obviously unsuccessful in their aim because Allah caused the affirmation and the confirmation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the very statement of the Bani Israel. Not only did individuals from the Ahl Kitab believe in the Torah as the divine book like the Quran, and in Musa as a prophet like Muhammad, in the sense that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's claim to prophethood and the revelation of the Quran did not remain something unusual. There were certain scholars from the Jews who explicitly testified and bore witness that they were informed in the Torah of the great messenger to this land of the Arabs and the coming of a book. And this messenger is the very one that was in front of them. And this was the prediction of the Jewish scholars. There were testimony of the Jewish scholars that had focused the predictions that were found in the Torah and the Injil, despite the numerous alterations that had taken place in the Torah and the Injil. Then too, even up to this day, you can find that there are statements confirming and affirming the messengership of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the great witness of the Banu Israel is undoubtedly Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam had testified thousands of years before that a prophet like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to be born, and he was from the cousin of the Banu Israel, meaning Banu Ismail. There was also the likes of Abdullah bin Salam and others who had embraced Islam. Just by looking at the countenance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they looked and they said, "Inna hadha al-wajh laysa biwajhin kadhibin." This is not the face of a liar. You can see this is not a liar. You can look and you'll just be able to see that immediately. And the Quran testifies to that, that when Musa Islam had faith and conviction a thousand of years before its occurrence, and some Jewish scholars have embraced the deen of Islam by giving testimony, and despite all of that, you polytheists, you still can't believe. There can be no transgression worse than that. There can be no sin greater than that. The salvation and success of such transgressors and sinners should never be expected. That despite things being so clear and so apparent, yet they continue to choose a particular path that is just obstinance. And this is what we understand with regards to these verses and the entire aspect of a testimony that was given from the Banu Israel. And that brings us up to verse number 10.